patreon.com/donate.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Ohio, we did it. We did it!
In Republican-led Ohio, a resounding victory for abortion rights supporters.
The supporters of Issue 1 made the ultimate tactical error, and they have unleashed a movement that I promise you is not going away tomorrow.
Voters there rejected a Republican-backed measure that would have made it more difficult to change the state constitution to include abortion protections.
But I think this proves that when voters look at the issues and when the legislature and Republicans overstep, Ohioans will push back.
The results will keep in place a simple majority threshold needed to pass a constitutional amendment in Ohio, 50% plus one vote.
Yay.
The proposal, backed by Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, had aimed to raise it to 60%.
Raising that threshold to 60% to me is about a consensus.
But I think a lot of people look at this and say this is an attempt to influence the outcome of a specific ballot measure on abortion in November.
Listen, I've proposed that this be done in the past, and as I said, there's no bad time to do a good thing.
In November, Ohio will have a ballot measure to enshrine abortion protections in the state constitution, which, according to a recent poll, nearly 58% of voters there support.
Oh.
Meanwhile, a CBS News poll shows Democrats nationwide are more driven by the issue than Republicans.
What?
And in a sign of how Democrats hope to capitalize on that for the 2024 presidential race, President Biden took notice, saying Ohioans spoke loud and clear, and tonight, democracy won.
Yay.
Now, voter turnout in this off-year special election far exceeded expectations. More than 3 million Ohioans turned out to vote. That's a turnout rate of nearly 40%. Tony, showing the power that this issue has in elections.
40% of Ohio showed up in an August election. In an August! August! And you know, the more you find out about, congratulations, Ohio. Arizona, you're next. You know that, right? So this has happened in many states now where they're trying to enshrine minority rules. Now, when you look at the result of this vote, okay, it was 57 no to 43 yes, take my vote away. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea when I show up to vote. I don't know. I'm throwing darts. I'm making it up as I go along. Please, please take my vote away. Literally. 43% of Ohioans voted, please take my vote away. If you don't like voting, if you're not, if you don't think you're capable, if you don't think that you're, you know, educated, just don't do it. Just don't do it. I don't understand why you have to vote to say, I don't want to vote. I don't want to. Don't make me. But, you know, if this stupid issue one thing would have prevailed, then the 57% who voted not to raise the threshold to 60% would have lost because they only were 57% of the population, and 43% would have won. You get it now? 43% of Ohio would have won, even though 57% showed up to vote because and to vote against raising the threshold to 60. Because like I said, you're never going to get 60% of anybody in any state, anywhere, in any part of this United States to, you know, say, yeah, 60% of us are going to show up. 60% of us are going to vote the same way. It's just, it's not, you know, it's not doable. It's not going to happen. It's not a thing. So, but if this guy, Frank LaRose, who, by the way, Frank LaRose is the he's the Secretary of State, and he's presiding over a supermajority of Republicans in the state legislature, okay, who obviously do not deserve to be any kind of majority. None. It's just that they're gerrymandered so bad. So I would say to you, Ohio, and I've been saying this for a while now, the next thing you want to get on the ballot. You know, I appreciate the fact that this was about, you know, preserving the rights of, you know, women in your state and saying, yeah, you know, after 50 years of, you know, having the right to choose when to start my family, I'm good with it. I've made peace with it. I'm good with it. I'm down with it. I understand it. It works for me, works for my doctor. Nobody's going to jail for life. You know, nobody's paying a $100,000 fine. I get septic in my 25th week. I can actually get medical care. Do you know that? I'm sort of good with that. I sort of like that arrangement. It works for me. Do you know what I'm saying? So I know that's what this seems to be about, but this was really about basic majorities having their say, being able to make things and stuff happen in law in your state. That's what happened in Kansas. That's what, well, Kentucky, you know, the people did show up and say that they were not, so down with taking away women's rights. But, you know, right now, Kentucky, your abortion stuff, it's in limbo. It's in limbo. You know, it's in the court. So you don't have. But the next state that will do it this way, that will actually ask the people what they'd like to do, will be Arizona. But I have to tell you that the thing that Ohio, now that you know who you are, now that you know what you're worth, now that you know that your organizational skills are stunning and beautiful, Alice, that, kept calling it, love you. Did hard work, knocked on doors. I mean, these people were fabulous. There's a woman, her name is Katie Paris. She headed up a group called Red Wine and Blue to bring everybody together. Who doesn't like getting plowed in the middle of the afternoon? Nobody I know, except me. But yeah, so, the activism, the knocking on doors, the actual physical, prowess that it took to do this in the middle of August, it's pretty exceptional. The next thing I would put on your ballot and ballots everywhere is no more gerrymandering. Yeah, I would do that. I would absolutely, because Frank LaRose, who is the Secretary of State, actually, the more you find out about, what Republicans do when they have these supermajorities like they did in Tennessee, and they try to, overthrow the results of elections there because they didn't like Justin Pearson, they didn't like Justin Jones. Remember, they didn't like them. And so they overturned the results of an election and they expelled them. And then they had to run for their seats again. And, just this week in August, off season in August, they won their seats back. Right. Ohio, you need to put a referendum on your ballot that makes it so that gerrymandering is impossible. You need to put a referendum that says that you want to choose, you want to elect from a nonpartisan pool of people. OK, League of Women Voters would do it for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a group like that. To sit and form a commission on gerrymandering, on drawing the maps, and that the maps have to be representative of the census, the results of the census, so that if Ohio has, and it does, 54% Republican voters in it and 46% Democratic voters in it, then that's how the districts must be drawn. Instead, what you have in Alabama, what you have in Ohio, are states that are simply saying, F you, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. Make me. What kind of childish way is this to run a democracy? Well, it isn't. It's not. But congratulations to you. I mean, honest to God. So I have to tell you, one of the things I just learned from, reading the results, I didn't even know this because, there's 50 states and I can't know all the states' different laws. We've gone over this before, but what I did not realize until I was reading about Ohio Republicans today, they actually had passed legislation banning August elections. They did. Because they said, and wait for this, low turnouts are not representative. They're unrepresentative of what the people of Ohio want. And if you had an election in Ohio in August, no one would show up. This was their working theory. Then they reversed themselves and they said, let's have an August election to increase the percentage needed to amend the Constitution from 50 plus one to 60, knowing we'll never get there. And that 43% of Ohio could have their way again. It's so they rigged an election and they still lost. Yay! What does that tell you?